Here is a fact that should stop you cold. A field experiment on influenza vaccination found that simply writing down a specific date and time increased vaccination rates by more than 4 percentage points over a control group. That is not a motivational intervention. No coach. No accountability partner. No vision board. Just a specific when and where written down. The researchers found a 37.1% vaccination rate in the planning condition versus 33% in the control group. Think of what that means for your chapter. The difference between a guest who shows up and one who never does is often not enthusiasm, it is specificity. And specificity is a product of commitment, not interest. Now, here is where most chapter leaders get stuck, Brian. They confuse three very different things: interest, intention, and irrevocable choice. An interest is a preference. You are attracted to the idea of chapter growth. That attraction does not produce sustained behavior when effort, inconvenience, or social risk increases. An intention is a step further. You state a plan to act. But research is clear that intentions alone often fail to translate reliably into behavior. An irrevocable choice is something else entirely. It narrows the range of acceptable future actions. It establishes a clear standard for what you will and will not do. The key idea is this: most leaders are operating at the interest level while believing they are operating at the irrevocable choice level. That gap is where chapters stall. The mechanism underneath this is identity. Identity-based motivation research examines how people interpret difficulty and choose actions, partly according to what those actions imply about who they are. When a goal is identity congruent, difficult effort gets reinterpreted. It becomes evidence that the activity matters, not proof that the goal is wrong. Consider the difference between these two statements. I would like my chapter to grow. That is an interest statement. I am a chapter builder. That is an identity statement. The second one supplies a behavioral standard. When you miss a guest invitation, the interest holder shrugs. The chapter builder asks what went wrong and corrects it. That means your first leadership decision is not tactical, it is definitional. You decide who you are before you decide what you will do. And here is the trap that half measures set. When you keep a plan B, you are quietly signaling to yourself that plan A is optional. That signal spreads, diffusion of responsibility kicks in across your entire membership. Everyone assumes someone else will invite the guest, make the follow-up call, or update the scoreboard. No one owns it because the leader has not fully owned it first. The practical mechanics follow directly from that identity decision, Brian. A commitment becomes observable when it changes calendar choices, meeting behavior, follow-up routines, and the allocation of scarce attention. Three non-negotiable behaviors can convert a broad leadership intention into a repeatable operating system. For a chapter leader running a 12-week cycle, those three might look like this. First, a personal guest invitation made to a specific named person each week, not a general announcement to the room. Second, a follow-up contact within 48 hours of every guest visit. Third, a weekly scorekeeping review of lead indicators, meaning invitations sent, not just lag indicators like new members signed. Now, remember, all-in does not mean accepting every task, attending every event, or eliminating personal boundaries. A useful commitment is concentrated commitment to one worthy outcome within a defined period. For example, a single measurable outcome for your 12-week cycle might be generating a defined number of qualified guest visits. That is it. One outcome, three non-negotiables. The implementation intention format locks it in. When situation X occurs, I will perform response Y. When I finish my Tuesday morning coffee, I will send one personal guest invitation before I open email. That is not motivation, that is architecture. The takeaway from everything here is this: true commitment is not an emotional state, it is a structural decision. You remove the escape routes, you stop treating missed non-negotiables as evidence that the goal was optional. You shift your leadership identity from someone who tries to grow the chapter to someone for whom chapter growth is already a foregone conclusion, and your daily behavior simply confirms what you already know about yourself. Doubt will come, inconvenience will come. The question is whether your identity is strong enough to interpret those as friction, not as signals to renegotiate the goal. Your action commitment before the next lecture: write one identity statement, one 12-week outcome, and one implementation intention. Specific, named, written down. That is where all in actually begins.